Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. We're thankful that God has allowed us to be on the air. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God God's way, that with people that use the King James Bible and stand on what the Bible says, you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. It may be that you have questions concerning the things that we believe. You can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of your questions. Also, if you have internet connections, you can go to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information concerning the things that are taught, preached, and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 and think on the subject, redemption. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 states, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." What is redemption? Redemption means a releasing effected by payment of ransom. Redemption means to go into the marketplace to purchase. Redemption means to loose from bondage. Redemption is the debt against us is not viewed as simply canceled, but that debt is paid in full. Redemption means to go into the marketplace to buy back something that has been pawned. The fact is, you see, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Notice Ephesians 1 verse 7 once again. "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." This passage indicates that we have redemption only through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, we have 2 points we'd like to cover. Point number 1 is bondage. Point number 2 is redemption. Think of this, folks. If there is no bondage, there is no redemption. But think also, if there is redemption, there must be a bondage to be redeemed from. Now, what is the bondage? And the first thing we need to say is that when God created this world some 6,000 years ago, He created it for His glory and for His honor. God placed the moon and the stars where they are to give glory unto Him. And God placed the animals here to give glory unto Him. God set the physics of this world up in such a way as everything would give glory unto Him. And God placed man upon this earth to give glory unto God. God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there is where He placed the man whom He had created. God is saying that man is very special. And God has created laws that need to be obeyed. And in that day, in the very beginning of time, before there was ever sin that came into the world, God said to Adam, "I want you to eat of every tree of the garden. You may eat of everything here, but there's one tree I do not want you to eat of, and that is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That tree is there to remind you that I am God and that you are not, and that you need to worship and serve me." But Satan came along, and Satan deceived the woman. And then the woman gave the fruit of that forbidden tree unto Adam, and Adam ate, and then sin came into the world. And that is where we have come into sin. Listen to what the Bible said in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You see, Adam sinned in the very beginning. And yet every man, as he comes along in this world, has also sinned after the same similitude of Adam. And so we're in bondage unto sin. I want you to take a real quick look at what the Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 through 3 as it speaks about the condition of every man as he finds himself before an almighty and a holy God. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. The Bible said, "In you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." The Bible here speaks about a bondage into sin, and every person is bound into sin. And without the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ, there is no hope at all. The Bible states very clearly in verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 2, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." Notice what this Bible verse is saying. Ephesians 2 and verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." We have been quickened or redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 7, because we were dead in sins and could not help ourselves. It is not that we would not help ourselves. The fact is we could not help ourselves to redeem us at all. Notice what the Bible said here in the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 28. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." There's a thing we want to notice right here as we compare Romans 1, 28 and Ephesians 2 and verse 1. Notice in Romans 1, verse 28, "Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Because men do not like to think about God, God simply said, "Go ahead and do what you want to do." And here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins." And then verse 2 and 3 gives a whole list of things that people do because they are dead in sins. Notice Romans 1 verse 29. The Bible said, "Being filled." And notice what the Bible said here explicitly about the condition of men, because we are in bondage unto sin. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacid, unmerciful." Wow, that is a long list of terrible things that men do today. And why do they do all of that? Because they do not like to retain God in their knowledge. The fact is that men without God are in bondage to sin, do not want to have anything to do with God, will not have anything to do with God until God intervenes. Notice in Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 23, the Bible said, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil." Remember what Jeremiah 13, verse 23 states. Well, can the Ethiopian change the color of his skin? Why, certainly not. Nobody can. Or can a leopard change his spots? No, it cannot be done. And then God goes on and say that if the Ethiopian can change his skin, if the white man can change his skin, or if the leopard can change his spots, then people can do good. The fact is that people are in bondage to sin, and if God does not come to them and grant unto them repentance, they will never, ever repent. It is a gift of God. Notice in the book of John chapter 6 and verse 34, here's what Jesus said. No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Notice here, Jesus did not say that men will come to him. He said no man can come to him. Actually, you see, men are incapable of coming because they're in bondage and they need a redeemer. They need someone to come into the marketplace of sin and to buy them. And the only way they can be bought is with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Notice in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 and verse 4, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now we get down to the root of it all. We come right back. We've made a circle. At the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, it was the devil that came into the Garden of Eden and deceived the woman, and then the woman gave the fruit of the forbidden tree to Adam, and he ate and brought sin into all the world. And now Satan continually blinds the minds of people, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. The fact is, we need a redeemer. Point number two. Redemption speaks of a redeemer, and the redeemer's name is Jesus Christ. Folks, this is the message of salvation. Redemption from sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no redemption. Galatians 3, verse 13 states, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Notice what the Bible said here. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. The Bible does not say that we have redeemed ourselves. The Bible does not say that our good works have redeemed us. The Bible does not say that our church membership has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The Bible does not say that our baptism has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The Bible says that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why? Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. You see, if Jesus Christ has redeemed us, then he is the redeemer. Notice in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible here speaking about Jesus Christ says, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Notice Titus chapter 2 and verse 14, speaking again about Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Notice also Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Notice 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But notice now in verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You see, we are in bondage to sin, and Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. Notice Ephesians 1, verse 7 once again. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.